You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Congress on Friday released its manifesto or Nyay Patra for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections at the AICC headquarters in New Delhi. Top leaders of the Congress, including party chief Mallikarjun Khadge and former party presidents Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi, released the poll manifesto days before the general elections. In its manifesto, the Congress laid emphasis on Panch Nyay or five pillars of justice, including Yuva Nyay, Nari Nyay, Kisan Nyay, Shramik Nyay and Hissedari Nyay, as well as the guarantees made by it to the people as part of its election promises for Lok Sabha polls. The BJP on Friday tore into the Congress manifesto for Lok Sabha elections 2024 and said the seriousness of it could be understood from the fact that photos of New York and Thailand were used in it. Recently, the social media chairperson said she was not aware who was handling her social media account. At least the party should know who was making their manifesto, BJP's Sudhanshu Trivedi said. Showing the photo used in the environment section, Trivedi said that the photo was from the favorite destination of Rahul Gandhi, Thailand. The Supreme Court on Friday granted bail to Shoma Sen, an accused in the Bhima Koregaon violence case. The ex-Nagpur University professor was arrested on 6 June 2018, 5 months after violent events in the Maharashtra village. Sen is booked under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, 1967, for alleged Maoist links in connection with the case. She has been in custody since her arrest, awaiting trial. On 15 March, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, informed the Apex Court that the agency did not require her further custody. Subsequently, a bench of Justices Anirudh Bose and Augustine George Massey granted her bail on Friday. In granting relief, the bench considered the delay in framing of charges against the accused, her advanced age, and multiple ailments. However, the bench also directed Sen to follow certain conditions, with a warning that the bail will be cancelled if any of the conditions was violated or not complied with. These include submitting her passport, pairing her phone with that of the NIA's investigating officer so that her location can be monitored constantly, and not leaving Maharashtra without the permission of the special court hearing the trial. Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia has written a letter from Tihar jail to the people of his assembly constituency, comparing his plight with the atrocities committed by the Britishers against freedom fighters and asserting his commitment to education. The former deputy chief minister, who has been arrested in connection with the Delhi excise policy scam case, also expressed hope that he will be out of jail soon. A day before his bail hearing in court, Manish Sisodia wrote, "See you soon outside. I remembered everyone in the last 1 year. Everyone worked together with honesty. Just like everyone fought at the time of independence, similarly, we are fighting for good education and schools. The dream of independence had come true even after British dictatorship. Similarly, one day every child will get proper and good education. The British were also very proud of their power. The British also used to put people in jail on false charges. The British kept Gandhi in jail for many years. Nelson Mandela was also jailed. These people are my inspiration and you all are my strength," the AAP leader added. Kangana Ranaut created quite a stir a couple of years ago when she said that India truly gained independence when the Bharatiya Janata Party came to power in 2014. Now, she has ruffled some feathers again with her latest statement. On 27 March, Kangana attended a Times Now event, shortly after joining the BJP as an MP candidate from her hometown of Mandi. Almost a week after the same, a clip of Kangana from the interview has gone viral on Twitter and Instagram. In it, She mentions freedom fighter and Azad Hind Fauj leader Subhash Chandra Bose was the first Prime Minister of India, not Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru. पहले मुझे ये बात आज क्लियर करने दीजिए। जब हमें आजादी मिली तो द फर्स्ट प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ इंडिया सुभाष चंद्रा बोस वो कहाँ गए? लेट मी क्लियर दिस फर्स्ट। व्हेन वी गेन्ड इंडिपेंडेंस वेयर डिड द फर्स्ट प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ इंडिया सुभाष चंद्रा बोस गो? व्हेन द होस्ट रिमाइंडेड हर दैट बोस वॉज नॉट द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ इंडिया, कंगना फ्लोटेड अ थ्योरी। ही वॉजंट, बट वाई? Where did he go? How was he made to disappear? She said that S.C. Bose for Japan, Germany for India's independence, but was not allowed to land in India. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, Governor Shaktikanta Das declined to comment on the electoral bond data and said that the matter is outside the scope of the central bank. During the post-police press conference, he said, "On electoral bonds, we have no comments. It's a Supreme Court judgment, which has to be complied with and it's in pursuance with judgment. State Bank of India has taken the required action. The issue of who has contributed more than its net worth is not in the domain of the RBI." This comes after a 5-judge bench of the Supreme Court unanimously struck down the electoral bond scheme as unconstitutional on 15 February, saying that the scheme violated Article 19 of the Constitution by not disclosing details of funding. Following this, the Election Commission published detailed data on the electoral bonds provided by the State Bank of India. This also included alphanumeric number on each bond that links the donor to the recipient political party.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.